圣诞是什么带是什么意义呢？对你来说
，Some people Christmas means busy work, lots of things to do.
对于某一些人来说，圣诞节就是一个很忙的时候。
Now in my former church in the U.S. during Christmas time, I don't get to eat regular food.
我以前在美国的教会侍奉的时候，圣诞节的时候是非常的忙碌。我吃饭的时间也很不没有时间吃。
And a lot of time, my wife will be very busy doing many things.
我的太太通常在教会都很忙。
And Christmas choir.
譬如要准备这个诗班呢。
Usually it's a big production. It's a big church. You know, lots of people in the choir.
因为教会是很大的，所以它的圣诞这个音乐的节目是很大。
It's a big production. It's a cantata where you have not only singer, you have some background scenery and maybe some acting.
这个圣诞这个节目是很大的，这个节目有唱诗啊，有话剧啦。
And then the Christmas carol.
还有圣诞的这些音乐啦。
And Christmas cards.
然后圣诞这个卡。
In those days we send out Christmas card. Nowadays we just send e-card.
以前我们是真的是就是寄出去的圣诞那个卡现在是就是用那个 e-card 了，就是用 email 寄。
So to many people, Christmas is busy.
所以呢，对于很多人来说，这个圣诞节是一个非常很忙碌的时间。
The stores are crowded with shoppers.
我们去商店买东西的时候都充满了人。
Post offices are overflowing with crowds of people with mails and parcels.
邮局也是非常的忙碌，大家都寄着那个寄礼物啊，或者圣诞卡。
And airplanes, trains, and buses are carrying record crowds.
飞机啊，或者那个车，全部都很忙。
But to some people, Christmas is a visit home.
很多人来说，对很多人来说，圣诞就是意味着就要去回家。
And to some people, Christmas is a sad memory.
对于某些人来说，圣诞节是一个带着有些悲伤的回忆。
So they look over the years, and think of the loved one that they used to be there, you know, with them the previous year, but this year they are gone.
就是有些悲伤的回忆，譬如说有些他亲爱的人都去世了。
To some, Christmas means indulgences.
对于某些人来说，圣诞节也是一个去吃啊、喝啊、玩乐的时候。
They talk about Christmas liquor.
譬如说他们要喝那个圣诞酒。
How they're going to get drunk?
喝那么多的酒，然后就去醉了。
But to millions of people, Christmas means nothing.
对于数百万的人来说，这个圣诞是没有什么意义的。
They didn't know Jesus.
因为他们不懂得耶稣基督。
So 25th December is just another day.
因为他们不认识耶稣基督的时候，这个圣诞节十二号、二十五号、十二月只是一个普通另外一个日子而已。
But to Christians, Christmas means everything.
但是对于基督徒来说，圣诞节是代表了一切。
It means that God loves us so much with all His heart.
圣诞就代表了神对我们人的全部全心全意的爱。
It means that God has regarded our lost conditions.
神就是把他所有的给了我们。
Because he knows that we are lost, and therefore he has to do something about it.
因为他知道我们是人都是失丧了，所以呢，他就要做一些事情。
It means God gave us the best, the greatest Christmas gift, that is His Son, our Lord, Savior, and Jesus Christ.
神给我们最大的礼物，就是把他自己唯一的儿子送了给我们。
Christmas means a Savior is born.
圣诞就是意思就是说一个救主出生了。
As we read the Christmas story in the Gospel, it reminds us the meaning of Christmas.
当我们念圣经的时候，看到耶稣出生的这个故事， 就代表了，就真的这个就是圣诞的意义。
Christmas means inviting Jesus.
圣诞的意思就是我们要邀请耶稣。
Christmas means worshiping Jesus.
圣诞就是说我们要去崇拜耶稣。
Christmas means giving to Jesus.
圣诞的意思就是说我们要奉献给耶稣。
And lastly, Christmas means proclaiming Jesus.
最后呢，圣诞就是代表了我们要去宣讲，去传扬他的信息。
So we're going to look at these four parts about what Christmas means.
所以今天早上我们来看这圣诞的四个意义。
Let's turn to the Bible to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 7.
让我们来打开圣经，路加福音第二章第七节。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 7.
路加福音第二章第七节。
And it says here, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来，放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
We are familiar with the story, you know, when Joseph and Mary.Came to Bethlehem, and they found the way to the inn.
我们都很熟悉这个圣诞这个耶稣出生的故事，就是说啊，玛利亚跟约瑟他们去啊到这个店里。
And the innkeeper said, "Sorry, we have no room for you."
这个啊店里面他们说啊，对不起，我们没有房子了。
So he was a man who missed Christmas and all of its meaning.
所以呢，这个店里面的这个客店里面的这个主人，真的不了解这个圣诞的意义。
He has many guests in his inn, but they were soon gone and forgotten.
他的客店里面有很多很多的客人住在那边，但是当他们走的时候，就人都会忘记了他们了。
But he had invited Joseph and Mary.And Jesus was born there, this would have changed his inn, and this would have changed his whole life.
如果他邀请了约瑟跟玛利亚来让耶稣有一个地方出生的时候，整个这个历史都会变了。
The reason for rejecting Jesus is because there were many guests in his inn.
为什么他拒绝了耶稣在他的店里面呢？因为他有其他很多的客人。
So there was no place for Jesus.
所以，因为他的客店里面充满了很多的客人，他就没有地方给耶稣了。
So today you say, I have no room for Jesus.
所以今天你说我没有地方给耶稣。
If your heart and if your life are filled with other things, you miss everything that is good.
如果你的心里面充满了很多其他的东西的时候，你就真的没有地方给耶稣。
So would it be good that this Christmas for you to throw all else and make room for Jesus and invite him into your heart and into your life?
所以呢，我要请你借着这个圣诞节，把你心里全部其他的东西把它挪开，然后就让。邀请耶稣进入你的心里面。
So what is it that is in your heart that is fill up all the space and that you cannot have room for Jesus to come in?
那其实你的心里面是充满了什么呢？为什么没有地方给耶稣呢？
Maybe your heart is filled with envious.
或者你的心是充满了嫉妒。
So and so is more talented. He has so much talent. So and so is serving. How can I don't have the talent?
某一个人他的恩赐比我多，他侍奉了比我多。
So you're envious.
所以你就很嫉妒了。
Or your heart is filled with hatred.
或者你的心是充满了仇恨。
You have an unforgiving spirit, unforgiving heart towards someone who have offended, who have wronged you.
你的心里充满了那些仇恨，因为有些人曾经得罪了你。
Outwardly you may appear friendly, but inside.You say, I will never forgive him.
表面上你是很友善的，但是心里面你想，我永远不会去饶恕他。
But these and many other things fill your heart and your life, and there's no room for Jesus.
所以这一些东西都充满了你的心， 所以你的心里面没有地方给耶稣。
You see, you just don't want Jesus to come in to control your life.
所以你要请耶稣来到你的心里面，让他控制你的生命。
And you are happy with where you are, being envious, unforgiving, hating.
所以呢，让你处理这些那些嫉妒、仇恨、无情。
But let me tell you, you have no happiness.
如果你不处理这些事情的时候呢，你就没有幸福的生命。
Because these negative feelings is going to eat you up and destroy you slowly.
因为这些负面的思想，这些负面的这个会影响你的生命，会慢慢的会慢慢的会萎缩你的生命。
Because through your hatred, through your unforgiving spirit, you think you are in control. You are controlling this person. In fact, you are being controlled by your feeling and by these people.
因为如果你心里面充满了仇恨，充满了这些嫉妒的时候，你以为是你可以控制你的感情，其实不是。其实这些的负面的这个心态是在控制你。
What a wonderful thing it would be during this Christmas season to cast out all these negative things and make room for Jesus.
所以呢，让着这个圣诞节的时候啊，用这个让我们用这个机会来把我们的心里面清洁一下。
Invite Jesus into your heart.
然后呢，就邀请耶稣来到我们的心。
May you have that fight, that arguments.With your husband or your wife.
或者你跟你的太太或者丈夫有什么有什么意见
？Maybe with your boss, with your friend, with your best friends.
或者你跟你的朋友或者你的老板有什么吵架的事
？I advise you to make friends, to make peace with them, reconcile with them.
我真的去就邀请你跟他们和好。
If you're envious, ask God to forgive you and that He remove the spirit of envy and jealousy.
如果你心里面有什么嫉妒、仇恨的时候，你要求神来原谅你。
You cannot forgive and forget someone who has wronged you. Ask God to help you to forgive.
如果你某人得罪了你，你不可以去饶恕他的时候，你要求神帮助你，可以把这些负面的不好的思想挪出去。
Sincerely, you let the person know that you forgive him.
你真诚的让那个人知道，得罪你的人知道你已经原谅他了。
Now, during this Christmas vacation, you may be driving on the highway.
当这个圣诞节的时候，如果你去旅行的时候，你就在这个 motorway 那边高速公路那边开车的时候呢
？And on the highway, you may see motel with this sign that says no vacancy.
当你看到在这个高速公路看到很多的那些客店里面说没有位置了
，And some of you may have hung this sign as far as Jesus is concerned.
很多时候，其实我们的信里面也是挂了这个牌子，说没有位置了。
You said to him, "No vacancy, go away."
你对神说，我没有位置，你去吧。
So this Christmas, I want you to take away that no vacancy sign. I urge you to open your hearts, open your life, invite him into your heart, invite him into your life.
所以呢，趁着这个圣诞节，我极力的鼓励你。把这个没有地方这个牌子拿走，然后呢，就邀请耶稣进入你的心。
He promises that if you open your heart, He will come in.
他曾经的答应过我们，如果我们把我们的心打开的时候，他就会进来。
The Bible says, "I stand at the door and knock."
在圣经里面说，他站在门外敲门。
And anyone who hears my voice and open the door, I will come in and die with him and he with me.
谁听到我的声音打开门的话，我就进去跟他在一起吃饭。
So Christmas is inviting Jesus Christ into your heart, into your life.
所以圣诞节是意味了这个邀请耶稣进入你的心。
Number two, Christmas means giving to Jesus.
第二点呢，圣诞就是意味着要奉献给耶稣。
Turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 11.
请我们打开马太福音第二章第十一节。
Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 11.
马太福音第二章第十一节。
And here it says, on coming to the house, they saw the child and his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
进入房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，打开宝盒，拿黄金、摸药香、摸药为礼物献给他。
So we are all familiar with the wise men. I was going to say three wise men. There are more than three or less than three. We don't know how many. We are familiar with the story of the wise men, the Magi.
我们都很熟悉这三博士的故事哈。
And、
究竟是不是三个也不清楚。不过圣经就是我们就说这个三博士的故事。
They brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
他们带到黄金妙香和摸药的礼物。
Each gift was a gift of value.
这个每一个礼物呢，就很有价值的。
Now we know more about Jesus than they did.
我们现在了解他们其实当时也不少懂得很多事，关于耶稣的事。
He had done more for us than he had done for them.
但是耶稣为我们做了很多。
And yet they gave and they gave their all to Jesus.
虽然耶稣为我们做的是比他们做的更多，但是他们愿意付上他们全部所有的东西付上给耶稣。
Now that is a tradition to say these Magi, they come from the East.
很多时候我们说这些博士是从东方来的。
But this is just a tradition, it's not in the Bible, but a tradition.
就是只是我们这样子传说，说他们是东方来的博士。
And the story goes that one come as far as from China.
其实这个故事也是说，其实其中一个这个博士是很远，从很远很远来的，好像是在中国那边。
The Magi from China was an astronomer.
这个中国来的这个博士是一个天文学家。
He studied the ancient Chinese book of astronomy.
他是研究中国古代的那些文学士。
He learned that there is a special star that will appear at a certain time, at a certain place.
就是他是研究这个天文学的，所以他留意到有一个很特别的星，这个星是从就很远了。
And something spectacular would happen at the appearance of this star.
就是说这个星出现的时候就有一些很特殊的事情发生。
And so he gave up his honored position as the head of the astronomy of the imperial palace to spend time studying the star.
因为他知道这个研究这个星，所以他就把他所有全部的东西就放弃了，放弃他那个很有地位的这个文学家的这个做这个负责人，他就放弃全部这一些。
It was revealed to him that the savior of the world is born at the appearance of the star.
就是有这个指示跟他说，当这个星出现的时候，就世界的救主会出生。
And so 2,000 years ago, he found the star.
所以2000年前。他找到这个信。
He sold all his possessions, rode on a donkey, and took a journey westward.
他把他所有的东西都财产都放弃了，然后就骑着这个驴子就向西方去。
And he covered the vast land of China and the vast land of India, and finally he came to Persia.
他就经过中国，然后就经过印度，最后来到这个波斯。
And at Persia, he was met by another Magi who had the same experience.
他在波斯里面又遇到一位博士，跟他的经验差不多的。
And so these two Magi continued the journey.
所以这两位博士就继续他们的旅程。
And they came to Syria.
然后他们来到这个叙利亚。
叙利亚。And then there is he joined a third Magi in Syria.
那在叙利亚那边，他们也遇到。也门遇到第三位的博士。
And this person did the same thing. He sold everything, and to make this journey to look for the star.
所以呢，他这个也是放弃他所有的东西，就去寻找这颗星。
And then we come back to the Bible. The Bible said the three men came to the place to Judea.
所以呢，这圣经里面说，这三博士就来到一个地方叫犹大的地方。
And they came to Jerusalem.
然后他们来到耶路撒冷。
And then to Bethlehem.
然后来到伯利恒。
In search of the one born to be the king of Judah and savior of the world.
他们去寻找这个就是救主。
And the Bible said they found the infant Jesus. They worshiped him and gave gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
圣经跟我们说，他们找到这位婴孩，这个救主，他们就把他们贵重的礼物，黄金、摩药、乳香、来送给耶稣。
But more importantly, they gave themselves to the newborn king.
但是更重要的就是，他们把他们自己完全的献上给这位婴孩。
They gave because God first gave of Himself.
他们给，因为神首先给了他自己。
Because God came to the earth in the form of a baby.
因为神来到这个世界上，就是成为一个婴孩的来到这个世界上。
And this is how Paul said, "Thanks be to God for His inexpressible gifts."
这好像保罗说感谢神，他应有不尽的恩赐。
Paul understood as we do now that in Jesus Christ, God gave to the world for all time the salvation, the gifts of salvation.
这保罗对他们说，就是神给了世界这个救赎。
He did not come and give us another set of commandments.
神不是在用，就是用另外一套的这个条这些诫命来给我们。
But he gave us the most intimate and the tangible of all possible gifts, his son Jesus Christ.
神给我们的爱不是用诫命的给，而是用他最亲密、最宝贵的礼物，就是他唯一的儿子给了我们。
He gave us his only begotten son.
他只有一位的儿子都给了我们。
Can any gift be more valuable?
还有更大的礼物吗？
More loving and more inexpressible.
还有更大的爱吗？
Because of this greatest of gifts, the apostle was overjoyed, and so are many of us.
因为神给了我们这么亲密、最伟大的礼物，所以他们当时的使徒，而且今天我们也得到这个最大的礼物。
And swept away by great joy and gratitude, Christmas means giving out of.Love for God.
所以我们得到这个爱的时候，就会欢喜快乐。我们也应该要去，我也要给。
And during this Christmas time, you are very generous in giving to the different causes.
当圣诞节的时候，我们很多时候都要去捐一些钱。
And that is wonderful.
给一些的机构，这是很好的。
But I also want you to consider giving that are things that are not material but are just as valuable and wonderful.
我们给捐给的时候，不单只是给一些钱或者东西，但是要给一些是我们的心。
And I suggest give the gift of patience.
我鼓励大家要给这个
忍耐
的这个礼物。
When someone is fumbling and clumsy, your patience helps others to do better next time.
就是我们要给一些精神上的礼物，譬如说忍耐，有些笨手笨脚的时候，你要忍耐的去帮助他。
And that's the gift of praise.
或者呢，给那个赞美的礼物。
And we are prone to condemn and prone to criticize.
很多时候我们很容易的去指责别人。
especially those who do not agree with us, who do not think the way we think.
很多时候我们会去批评别人, 特别那些如果跟我们不同意的人,
but I want you to give the gifts of praise. Be quick to praise.
但是我们应该要很快的去赞美。
And be slow to condemn and criticize.
慢慢的才去判断。
A spoken word of compliment means a lot.
你去赞美别人的时候，对于那个人收到的人是很大的意义。
That may be the greatest gift that this person needs at that time.
因为当时大概这个那个人收到你的这样子的礼物时候，是就是很感会很感恩。
That's the gift of loyalty.
还有这个忠诚的礼物。
And give someone else reason to feel that he or she can trust you.
这个忠诚的礼物让人家可以就是信任你。
The person may need to learn on that trust another day.
因为那个人大家要从你身上学到这个信任。
And then there is the gift of gratitude.
那还有这个感恩的礼物。
And never forget to say thank you and never fail to mean it.
常常要说这个感谢的话。
That's the gift of presence to be there, you know, in times of sorrow or in time of sickness or in time of joy.
还有那个给那个礼物，就是你给人家的这个时间。如果人家有生病的时候，或者遇到不快乐的时候，或者很快乐的时候，你跟他一起分享这个时间。
And there are many such gifts.
还有很多很多的礼物。
Know that in giving, Christ is born again in you.
知道，就是我们给，因为耶稣给了我们他的礼物。
Number three, Christmas means worshiping Jesus.
第三点，圣诞就是意味了这个崇拜耶稣。
Turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 20.
我们来打开这个马可福音。路加福音。路加福音第二章二十节。 路加福音二章二十节。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 2 verse 20. And it says that the shepherd returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
牧羊的人回去了，因所听见、所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
When Jesus was born, a wonderful miracle of nature took place.
当耶稣出生的时候，这个大自然有很特别的事情发生。
The heavens opened up.
那个天打开了。
And an angel came and spoke to a group of shepherds on the Judean hill.
天使呢，对一般牧羊人出现了。
And he said, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You will find him wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
他就是说，就是荣耀归于神了。这个孩子出生在马槽里。
Now the shepherd heard this announcement of the angel. They quickly went to town.
当这些牧羊人听到天使的说话的时候，他们马上就去到城市里。
And they found a way to the manger.
他们找到那个路去到这个马槽里。
And they found Jesus. They knelt down and they worshipped him.
他们找到耶稣了，然后他们就跪下来崇拜他。
Christmas means worshipping Jesus.
圣诞代表了崇拜。
And Christmas is a time where we need to make a commitment to worship God with the people of God.
圣诞的时间是我们要把我们的心，我们要真的去委身来去赞美他，来去崇拜他。
Maybe for a long time you have not worshipped together with the people of God.
或者有很长的时间你没有来崇拜。
I often hear people say to me, "I can worship God in the church. I can also worship God in my own home."
很多人很多时候对我说，其实我崇拜神，我可以来教会崇拜神，我也可以在家里崇拜神。
And so to those people who say this, I will say this to them: say, "Yes, you can, but you don't."
我就对他们说，对，你可以在家里崇拜，但是我知道你没有在家里崇拜。
See, people who claim to worship God at home usually don't do that.
那些人他如果他们说我不需要来教会才崇拜神，我可以在家里也可以崇拜神。这些人通常他们在家里也没有崇拜神。
Or some of you may be in church each Sunday out of habit.
啊，很多时候我们来教会，每个星期天都来教会，好像一个习惯而已。
You go through the motion of worship, but your heart is far away from God.
你只是来崇拜是一个惯例而已，就是没有把你真正的心里面在崇拜他。
So let us make a commitment that we will worship God every Sunday in spirit and in truth.
让我们来做一个决定，我们每个星期天都来教会崇拜，用我们的心灵诚实来敬拜他。
Let us pledge to join with other children of God and let our life, our lips, and our hearts praise His matchless grace.
让我们每个星期天来教会，跟其他的弟兄姊妹在一起，让我们的用我们的心、我们的生命、我们的嘴唇来赞美他，来崇拜他。
And lastly, Christmas means proclaiming Jesus.
最后呢，圣诞就是意味着我们要宣告耶稣。
Luke chapter 2 verse 17.
路加福音第二章第十七节。
And this is what it says, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child.
既然看见了他，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。
Now, when the shepherd found the infant Jesus, they worshipped him, and then they went away.
当这些牧羊人来到找到耶稣的时候，他们崇拜耶稣，然后呢，他们就出去把他这个故事、这个事情传扬出去。
They went away. What did they do? They spread the news of the birth of Jesus Christ.
他们走了，他们就去传扬耶稣出生的故事。
So Christmas means proclaiming Jesus to others.
所以圣诞就是代表了，意味着我们要去传扬福音。
The shepherds went to town and told all who were listening, to what the angel had said to them and what they consequently found to be true.
所以这好像这些牧羊人他们看到耶稣了之后，崇拜他的之后，然后他们就出去把这个故事全部的去传扬出去。
So having found a personal savior, they cannot but proclaim him to others.
当他们自己找到这个耶稣这个救主的时候，他们就很自然的去传扬宣告出来。
Christmas is a joyous occasion.
圣诞节是一个欢喜快乐的时间。
We celebrate Christmas because this is a great day.
我们来庆祝这个圣诞，因为这是一个很高兴的日子。
Jesus was born.
耶稣出生了。
His birth means the salvation of the world.
他出生代表了这个拯救整个世界。
But more importantly, Christmas is also a time to share good news.Of glad tidings of the lost world.
不过更重要的，这个圣诞节是要我们去分享这个好信息。
And for many years, people have been looking for the Messiah, for the Savior to come and to save the world.
很多很多的年，人都不一直的在寻找这个弥赛亚。
They long for Him to come and fill their heart with satisfaction and peace and joy.
他们在寻求这个弥赛亚来填满他们的心，让他们心充满了平安跟快乐。
Now the angel announces that He was born.
现在天使已经宣告这位救主已经出生了。
The long night of waiting is over.
所以不需要再等了。
In fact, the world had never been the same again.
所以呢，其实世界就当耶稣出生了之后，世界就完全不一样了。
But still, there are men in darkness of sin.
但是其实很多人还没有找到这个光，还活着在这个黑暗中。
They are looking for something that satisfies, something that will give them joy and peace and hope.
他们不断的去寻找一些事情可以，一些东西可以满足他们的心。
We know what they need because we have found the remedy ourselves.
他们找来找去都找不到，但是我们知道他们需要的是什么，
need,
因为我们知道已经找到了。
They need Jesus.
我们知道他们需要耶稣。
He can do far more for them than they can imagine.
耶稣可以填满他们的心。
So if we take the message of Christ to them, life will never be the same again.
如果我们愿意把这个福音传扬给他们的时候，他们的生命就会完全的改变。
We do that this Christmas to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ is born.
你愿意这样子做吗？你愿意去宣扬耶稣的出生吗？在这个圣诞节的时候
，Jesus is inviting Christmas is inviting Jesus into your heart, into your life.
圣诞就是代表了你要邀请耶稣来到你的生命里面。
Christmas is worshiping Him. Make a commitment that this year, next year, we are going to worship Him every Sunday.
圣诞就是代表了我们要去崇拜他，让我们做了这个决定，要每一个星期天都要来崇拜他。
Christmas is giving to Jesus.
圣诞也是奉献的时间。
And Christmas is proclaiming Jesus.
圣诞也是传扬福音的时间。
Let us pray.
让我们来一起祷告。
Our Father, our God, we thank you for this message. We pray that your Spirit will continue to speak to us, touch our hearts, that we may know what it means, how we can celebrate Christmas in a meaningful way. We pray that you'll continue to be with us, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.